This is In the Studio with Mohawk College President Ron McCurley. Conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College.
Hi, it's Ron McCurley. I'm in the studio today with Keith Monrose, who is the Dean of International Partnerships for Mohawk College. Keith, welcome.
Thank you, Ron.
Keith, perhaps as a starting point, you'd talk to us a little bit about your background, how it is you ended up at Mohawk, and specifically, how'd you get into this role?
Well, so I started at Mohawk just over 2.5 years ago, and I came to Mohawk from industry. Worked for a large telecommunications company in mobile health. And at the time, as you know, Mohawk was developing its e-health and mobile health capability as well as the e-learn capability. So I had some experience in developing new mobile on new mobile platforms as well as change management. And so there was an opportunity for me to come in and leverage these skills. So I started in the Center for Teaching and Learning and supported the enhancement of our e-learning and our blended learning activities and initiatives within the college. And from there, one thing led to another, and I'm now the Dean of International Partnerships. So it really is a wonderful story in terms of coming in, learning about the sector, which was Center for Teaching and Learning, and gradually developing my skills to become the Dean of International and Partnerships.
So, Keith, maybe just to give us some context, how many countries do we work in? How many students do we have in the international, from international?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, Mohawk College, at Mohawk College today, we have over 1,200 international students. And these students, they come from over 70 countries from around the world. Obviously, some of the countries are, you know, the big ones that you'd expect, like China and India. But there are many countries, smaller countries that attract students we attract students to Mohawk College, which is very gratifying. So you do get the gamut and quite a diversity within our international student population.
So tell us a little bit about what's involved. So Dean of International, I know that, and many will know that you work, I think we work with many, many countries around the world in terms of trying to attract students who want an experience out of country to Mohawk College here in Hamilton. But tell us a little bit about what that job entails, the types of things that are involved, and then maybe you can give us a little bit of information in terms of numbers of students and so on.
Sure. So my job and the job of my team is primarily focused on identifying students who would like to come to the college and recruiting them from overseas. So everything from preparing the materials around our programs, explaining what life would be like if they were to live in Hamilton and go to school at Mohawk College, identifying the types of programs that we offer, over 100 programs that our international students can apply to, and also providing them with the skilling that they require prior to entering our programs, and that's our language programs primarily, but there are other programs as well, for example, math skills, computing skills, that students may need to upgrade. So we spend a fair bit of time identifying which countries are interested in sending students over to Canada. How do we provide these students with entry to Canada? So there is a fairly involved process in terms of visa requirements, the financing associated with it, but also providing them with a sense as to what they will get when they come here and what the opportunities are when they leave the college in terms of either employment here in Canada or employment back home when they return to their country. So that's sort of what we do. We're involved in the front end of attracting students from around the globe to come to Mohawk College. In terms of those countries, we work in about 70 countries, and so our students come from about 70 countries around the world. And they speak, you know, many different languages, come from many different types of academic backgrounds. And every year we have, this year, for example, we have approximately 1,200 students from around the world who are engaged in different programs of study here at Mohawk College.
So this is a big decision. I put two sons through post-secondary education, helped them through that process, and I can't even imagine, and I'm glad they never came to me and said, you know, I'd like to study halfway around the world, because that's a whole different set of decisions. So what are families, what are potential students and their families looking for when they're choosing a college out of their country?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think that families are looking for a place where they can invest not only in their children's education, but also in their children's future. So they're looking for institutions that are committed to providing their students with the tools that they need to succeed in the new 21st century economy, experiences, particularly work experiences, and Mohawk College really has a very rich tradition in terms of our co-op programs with over 1,000 industry relationships that support our cooperative educational programs. There's a lot of hands-on practical experience that you receive even before you go on a co-op placement. And so when you look around the campus here with our state-of-the-art facilities, a lot of students come to the college having a theoretical knowledge as to what needs to be done, but having never worked on pieces of equipment that they would need to work on in industry. So there is both a theoretical, a practical, and a real-world job experience that they get when they come here, and that's what parents look for, but also for a safe environment, and that's what we offer at Mohawk College and in Hamilton.
The federal government recently stated that they wanted to increase, maybe even double, the number of international students. They see this as a great opportunity to build a future workforce with so many baby boomers leaving the workplace in the coming 5 years or so. So I understand the benefits for the country in terms of educated workforce. What are the benefits to the college? So why should we, do we care? Why are we spending so much effort to attract international students to the college?
Absolutely. I mean, in Canada, we have 34 million people. And 34 million people represents a large city in China. So you'd have that many people in one city in China. When we think about the global economy and the nature of work and how work is changing, especially when we move today to the internet and we look at e-commerce and the impact that e-commerce is having on how we transact business today, workers will need to be able to work with different people from different countries across different time zones. And so from a college perspective, when we start to attract people from different parts of the world and they work, study and play with us here at the college, it creates a diverse mix of people and really skills our students, our staff, and our faculty to work in an increasingly diverse, globalized work environment. And so these are some of the skills that we provide by promoting a diverse environment within the college.
You're listening to In the Studio. In the Studio. With Mohawk College President Ron McCurley.
I'm in the studio today with Keith Monrose. Keith is the Dean of International and Partnerships for Mohawk College. We've been talking about international students and the what we do to provide support for them. But maybe you could tell me a little bit about the specific supports that are in place. So how do we take somebody from a different culture into a new country, into a new environment, and help them be successful?
Well, I mean, I think it starts even before they get here. And so part of what we're doing today in terms of this podcast is helpful because it's available through different means, through the internet specifically, and available to people all over the world. We also engage our students and different schools through social media and through visits. So we do engage them prior to coming to the college and provide them with workshops and materials that help them understand what they're getting into if they make the choice to come to Canada, to come to Hamilton, and to come to Mohawk. So it starts prior to them coming, because it's a significant investment for families when they think about sending someone over, the airfare, the tuition, the living costs. All of these things add up to be quite significant for international students. So also providing them with information on what life would be like in Canada. And once they get here, from the time they arrive, we provide support in terms of, you know, airport pickup, looking at ways to support them when they first arrive. Where do you get a cell phone? What types of housing options are available? Often people come to the country and they haven't even finalized their housing arrangements, and which I found to be quite a surprise when I took over as dean of the department. And then helping them understand what the implications are in terms of their academic preparation and their ability to enter into certain programs, and creating flexible options and different pathways for them to enter into programs and then to stream to other programs outside of Mohawk if they so wish to go further into, for example, into a university degree or other institutions of higher learning.
Keith, I know one of your passions is to ensure that this college and this community of Hamilton is a welcoming environment for international students when they get here. What drives that passion? Why do you care so much about what you're doing?
Well, I think about myself, and my parents were immigrants coming to this country, and I grew up in this country, and it gave me everything that I have today. Every time I go elsewhere in the world, I appreciate Canada even more. We live in a wonderful country, and in my mind, there's no other country like Canada in the world. There are other places where students can go to, but I think that we as Canadians have a value set that others gravitate to in the world. And if I can play a small part in providing someone with an opportunity to enhance or achieve their lifelong their lifetime goals or their lifelong learning goals, or a placement in a job that creates new opportunities for themselves and their families, I think that positions Mohawk and us as staff, faculty, and students at Mohawk at a unique place in terms of community, enhancing our community and building capacity not only for our community, but also for these newcomers that come to Canada. So I think it's really a privilege when I think about aspects of our economy that deliver a social good for us to work in education, to really be on the front lines of building lives, especially for newcomers who come to Canada. And for me, it's quite a personal story because my family went through the same progression.
And we live in a country that was built on immigration. Most of us can go back one or more generations and point to some other country other than Canada in terms, yes, of where our ancestors came from. Keith, if I were a potential student from outside of the country looking at my options, what would you say to me? Why would Mohawk be worthy of my consideration?
Well, first of all, we are in the greatest country in the world. So when I go to recruit all over the world, there's one thing that stands out in terms of my credentials, and that is I'm Canadian. And the Canadian flag is an incredible draw for students. Beyond that, I would say that when you come to Canada and when you come to Ontario, and specifically Hamilton, Mohawk has a lot of heart. We have we're relatively smaller college when you compare us to some of the larger colleges in the U.S. Or even some of the larger colleges here in Ontario. There is a more personal feel to the college. It is the degree of contact that you have, or the level of contact that you have with our faculty, tends to be much higher. So there's some intimacy. Not only do you understand technically or theoretically what you need to gain from the courses, but there's also a relationship that builds between our students and the faculty. And that caring is something that really cannot be replicated very easily in a very large college environment. So the ability to come to a college in a smaller or mid-sized city, which Hamilton is a mid-sized city, relatively safe, and to the opportunity to work with peers and faculty that care and can put you on a path to either furthering your education or getting that dream job that you always thought you wanted, is something that is a reality for our graduates who leave Mohawk College. So your experience here is second to none, and we have the stats that demonstrate for a number of years, year over year, our student satisfaction rate is very high. And we can also demonstrate that our students who gain employment are gainfully employed.
This is In the Studio. I've been here with Keith Monrose, who is the Dean of International and Partnerships for Mohawk College, the number one ranked college in the Greater Toronto and Hamilton area for 4 years in a row for student satisfaction. Keith, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Ron.
In the Studio with Ron McCurley, conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College. Produced by students and staff in the studios at 101.5 The Hawk FM. Look for the podcast on iTunes and join us next time for In the Studio with Ron McCurley.